You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A music series that brings live concerts into different Syracuse neighborhoods will continue again next month. WAER's Chris Bolt reports music shares the stage with health and community.
When the music of the Black Lights rang out at Leavenworth Park on the city's west side, it was a bit of a preview of things to come. Mayor Ben Walsh figuratively dropped the curtain on one of the four Jazz in the City concerts.
We have our native son, Joaquim Joyner, who's going to be performing here at Leavenworth Park, proud Fowler High School graduate, and we are thrilled to have him coming back to the city, coming back to the west side to perform for the city.
Saxophonist Joyner will perform August 8th. The series kicks off a week sooner, August 1st, at Duncan Bright on Salina Street with the Black Lights. Later dates in August will feature Atlas and another ensemble, West End Blend. CNY Jazz Arts Foundation director Larry Luttinger says through the 17 years of jazz in the city, he's found music can be a universal language.
So why not make it the centerpiece, the draw, the lure for a roving social platform for urban neighborhoods who need a spotlight shined upon them, economic, social, cultural, and intergenerational.
In addition to the concerts, each event will feature a health information area where more than half a dozen medical providers offer information about services. Police Chief Kenton Buckner will be at each of the four locations recruiting, but also to foster community relations as the events bring people together.
It breaks down fear barriers. It brings people from the suburbs into the city who would never think of coming into city neighborhoods before to see safe, family-friendly, highly desirable events. That's what it's all about.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
More information about artists, times, and locations, as well as more local news, can be found at our website, waer.org.